Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program. Relationships 360 comes to you Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And on this show, myself and guest experts address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And last week, we talked about the etiquette for dealing with the former love with relationship expert and best-selling author Chris Johnson. Tonight, we turn to one of the top dating coaches in the industry. She is excellent. She's going to be talking about smart strategies for attracting new love both in person and on the Internet. And you can Google her name for the term or the phrase dating coach. And April Braswell shows up on page one. Her website is ridiculous. And by ridiculous, I mean everything you ever wanted to know about dating, it's on there. April, thanks for stopping by the program tonight. I understand you come bearing gifts.
Tiffany, thank you so much for having me. It's such a privilege. And yes, I'm actually one of those people, I found it annoying myself when I would go to someone else's website for dating tips. And they had like one or two pages that you could look at, and the rest you had to pay. And I was like, are you kidding me? I don't even know who you are yet. I have literally over 500 pages of free content at my website, which is my name, .com. And if you go there at either my blog or the homepage of my website and subscribe to my weekly easing, I'm not one of those spammy people who will send you stuff daily. You'll get it like once a week. You actually get a $97 e-course for free, and it really is actually, you know, valuable information as opposed to something after you get it, you're like, that was it? This is stuff that is information-packed for how to get a girlfriend, how to get a boyfriend fast.
So some wonderful information. Guys, go out to her website. It's www.april, that's A-P-R-I-L, like this month. You got you in the right month. Braswell is BRASWELL.com. And sign up for that list so you can get that that free e-course. I will definitely be going there myself to take advantage. So I'm sure our listeners will as well. So, April, thank you for offering that. We certainly want to provide resources and tools to our listeners.
Yeah.
Again, with the goal of helping them to nurture healthy, quality, long-lasting relationships. And you can call in, listeners, and talk to April live at 714-409-0610. And that number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page that you use to log into. We also have that published in our chat room right now, where you can also post your questions and comments throughout the show. And again, if you want to join the conversation by phone, give us a ring at 714-409-0610, and please select or click the raise hand icon so we know that you wish to speak and you're not just hanging out and listening to the show live by telephone. And, of course, if you're not in a position to call in, remember you can post your comments and questions in our chat window, and April and I will address them live on the air tonight. So, April,
wonderful.
On Relationships 360, we like to get up close and personal with the experts that offer advice to our listeners. So if you don't mind, I have to ask this question. What was your most embarrassing dating moment?
One of my funniest stories, and this one is from my own dating, as opposed to whenever there are a number of stories I share that are from coaching clients, and I always change things just a touch to protect their privacy, or I change their names, things like that, so you don't know. One of my own was a man I met showed up for our date stoned. Now, it always cracks me up. Now, people, I've lived in a number of, like, the big metro areas, San Francisco, Manhattan, L.A., you know, where people keep thinking if they're a sophisticated single, everyone is so sophisticated and knows everything. This man showed up for our date stoned. You would have thought with sophistication and living in one of the big cities, everyone's thinking, everyone knows this already. Of course, you know, you don't do that. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. People do foolish things on dates. They're embarrassed. They're nervous, whatever it is. And being a woman, oh, my goodness. I mean, I knew immediately he was stoned, you know, and I didn't berate him because it's kind of pointless. You know, it's like, he's stoned. What do you know, he's not even going to hear me. But I wouldn't go on the date. So I'm going to sort of segue for our safety tips. That way it's like, for goodness sake, you know, don't go out with someone if they're showing up, you know, three sheets to the wind already for the date. There's just no way they can be with you. But for me, mm-hmm. it was just one of the funniest things. And, of course, I was very sweet, very feminine, and very firm for my safety and security. I was like, we are not going out. You're stoned. He actually wrote me, scrawled with, like, flow of poetry on a scroll of paper and left it at my apartment the next day. I mean, you have to laugh.
Whoa.
It was just one of those, like, he was like,
wow.
This is not makeup for it. And we were never dating again. You know, this was a, we're not going out today. We never are. Because I'm like, now I know. It's like, no, this is just completely unacceptable. There are some things people do where it's like, okay, that was foolish. We're all, you know, we all do an idiotic behavior at times. Mm-hmm. But that was a deal breaker for we're not going out today or ever. And it was just, you know, the nadir of dating was showing up stoned, and then the poetry later was just laughable.
Wow. So definitely, you know, something that our listeners can keep in mind. Something you don't want to do is to show up stoned, you know, on a first, at least not on the first date, at least find out, you know, if, you know, the other person is into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's right after April 20th, because we get a lot of these, like, comments. A lot of people on April 20th all put out the stuff about 420. It's like, are you 420 friendly and all this? I'm like, honey, it is none of my business. You know, people have different deal breakers. That one was one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to know, you know, what you find acceptable and what you don't find acceptable. And it's like, I don't find that it wasn't going to work for me in a relationship.
Now, of course, that was, you know, a dating horror story for yourself. Any dating horror stories that have come from the couples that you've coached throughout the years? I know you've been doing this since 2002. Any horror stories that you can share with our listeners that you may have heard from other people that you've coached?
Well, it's funny to try. So there are a couple of, like, the lighthearted funny things. When you're doing internet dating, it's happened to me. And it's happened to folks I coach where the really big mainstream sites, where it's almost like Facebook, where, like, everyone has a profile, you know, it's like putting, you know, you're not really necessarily actually looking, but, like, everyone puts the fishing pole, you know, put the fishing line into the water just to sort of see if anyone responds. At the really big sites, for me, in kind of like the, not the early days, but like the second, you know, wind of internet dating around like 2000, 2001 or so, I was posted there. I was in Northern California in San Francisco. My brother had just moved there as well. We were in, of course, the same zip code, and we're both Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The website matched us. Like, I mean,
oh,
like, hey, we just laughed. You know, it's like, you got to laugh. We're like, I don't think so. You know, and things like, but that's my, like, lighthearted, funny one. The one was, like, for folks where I'm coaching them, they've gotten ones where it's their first year after divorce, things like that. Same difference. They got matched with their ex, but with their